Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Thank you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you watch over our children, Lord. There's so much going on with our children, with bullying and all of these things that the children are doing one to another. And we know it is the work of Satan, Lord. And we pray that you watch over our children, protect our children, Lord. Help us to train up our children in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they shall not depart from it, Lord. Help us to raise our children. Give the teachers what they need in order to watch over our children, to best educate our children while they are away from the home, Lord. Just guard them with your angels and keep them, Lord. Touch us with your word on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to go to the book of John. We're going to be beginning John chapter 14 on today. And it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." I want to stop right there for a second. Now, first of all, let's just take, "Let not your heart be troubled." Let not your heart be troubled. We hear news every single day. We hear or see things, whether it's the internet or the news, or someone calls us and tells us of a tragedy. My niece is still in a coma. They thought that she had came out. Now they discovered that she's still in a coma. She's 32 years old. Please continue to pray for her. Her name is Nicole Littlejohn. But it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." So we don't need to worry. There's lots coming, you know, down the pike. And, you know, even God says, you know, "Don't worry about tomorrow, because sufficient is the evil thereof." Don't worry about tomorrow. Just deal with today. No need to let our hearts be troubled. And it says, "You believe in God, believe also in me." During this time, the Jews, they believed in God. They just did not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Today, we have numerous religions. We have people that believe in higher powers. They believe in, the spirit world. You know, people will say, "Well, I'm spiritual." Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that they believe in Jesus Christ. But it says, "If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now he's talking about heaven. Heaven being the eternal hope of the saved. We're looking forward to going to heaven. You know, when you think about this life, sometimes there are things that tie us to this world. Namely, it's our loved ones. And God wants us to be a family, and he wants us to be good to our spouses, to our friends, our parents, respect our parents, raise up our children well. But I'm looking forward to going to heaven. I'm looking forward to the no more crying and no more pain, no more death, no more sickness, no more disease, no more sin, no more sin temptation. No more things that are coming at you and you're battling between the flesh and the spirit. I'm looking forward to that place of rest. So Jesus has gone to prepare a dwelling place for us. And he's saying something here. Said, if this wasn't true, I wouldn't tell you. So he's saying, believe me when I tell you that I am going to prepare a place for you. And I go and prepare this place. Trust me when I tell you, it is something great for you. It's something great for us. Something good. Let's go to verse 3. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So he's coming back. He's coming back. It says in 1 Thessalonians, I believe chapter 4, "The Lord himself shall descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And they who are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And those that remain shall also go up as well." So we are waiting on that. He is coming back for us. He is coming back for his children. He's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Also, It's not speaking to manly perfection. It's speaking to the washing of the water by the word and the washing of the blood of the Lamb. That we are steadfast, immovable in the faith, ever abounding. That we are continuing down that narrow path. We're not pulled to the left or to the right. We're going straight forward. He's coming back for that. Verse 4, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Now listen to what Thomas is getting ready to say in verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. So Thomas asked a question first. How do we know the way? Jesus saying, I am the way. Now Philip asked a question. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how saith then, show us the Father? Now there's a couple of things here in the scripture. Let's go back up to Thomas. Thomas is saying, show us the way. Jesus said, I am the way. And he said before that, you know the way. If you know me, you know the way. The only way we're going to get to heaven and be at peace is through Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is what God has provided for salvation. And so Philip then asked a question, well, show us the Father. And Jesus is saying, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and the Father are one. And we read that in some previous chapters of John. But see, it is so easy for us to get distracted from the truth. Thomas and Philip were with Jesus daily, and they still struggled with some of the things that Jesus said. It is easy for us to get off the mark. That is the reason why we continue in the word, we continue in prayer, so it can ever be increasing our faith. Because living in this world, there's lots going on and distractions. And I'm sure they saw and heard the Pharisees and the Sadducees and how they were trying to debunk Jesus and the doctrine of the gospel that he was preaching. They were exposed to a lot. They were also exposed to all the miracles. They were exposed to Jesus and his teaching, seeing so many different things. But they were still confused about certain things. But Jesus had patience with them, and he continued to teach them. Let's go now to verse 10 of John chapter 14. It says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. For the Father hath dwelt in me, he doeth the works. So it's not Jesus saying, it's not me, it's the Father in me. Just like we saints, we children of God, when we do something that is good, that benefits the body of Christ or benefits mankind, it is not that we are doing the works. It is he is doing the works through us. And so when you think about tragedy and when you think about things that have gone on, like natural disasters, tsunamis, earthquake, all these natural disasters, and people are saying, well, where is God? God is working through his people. He is working through his people. And we ought to yield ourselves over to God so he can use us to serve our generation. I'm going to stop right there. Join me on Monday on The Word in Me. Have a beautiful weekend. Go to church. Amen. Go to church and hear the truth of the gospel. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.